Even in the morning with Petch and Amy.
You have two dogs. Maybe you can tell me this situation. Yesterday, I had to take Clark Kent's dog to the vets.
Okay.
And the dog, he's a black lab pit mix.
Okay.
He doesn't like other dogs. So you're going to the vet's office. Anyway, we go in, dog's fine. We go, he's getting his shots, his yearly exam, whatever, the wellness exam. They tried to scoop poop out of his butt to check that. Like, so it's a stressful situation for a dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We come back out, we're waiting for the heartworm results. I'm sitting and the dog loves people. I'm sitting in the waiting room and two big dogs walk in. Another black lab walks in and then a big German Shepherd. Well, Clark's Kent dog loses his mind. He's barking and stuff. And I'm trying to do therapy voice. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay.
Little strokes.
Pet him, yeah. Uh-huh. And he's getting stressed out because there's all these dogs. And he just had all this stuff poked and prodded, got needles, had people trying to get things out of his butt. Like, it's a tough time for a dog.
It'd be a tough time for an adult. A dog.
They don't know. And here's the, they don't know why you're doing this to them. They're not like, oh, this is for my health. the dog stressed out. And then the two big dogs walk in. He's barking. And I said, I'm sorry, everybody else, the people at, it was Governor's Avenue Animal Hospital on Governor's Avenue. Mm-hmm. They were great there. The lady, when she's asking me what's getting done, she said, oh, do you want to do this and this? And I looked at her, I'm like, is he going to be sad at the end of this? And she started laughing. She's like, I'm like, oh, that's going to hurt my heart if this dog walks out of here all mopey and sad.
Listen, he's having his butthole probed. He's not going to be very happy. That's obvious. So,
but everybody there was great. Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The other dog owners, I said, I'm sorry, he doesn't like dogs. And the one woman who had the German Shepherd said, my dog doesn't like dogs either. I'm really surprised. He's sitting here quietly. Mm-hmm. But so the dog's going off, and this woman is walking around and she looks miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Not an employee there.
Okay.
Just another customer, client, whatever.
Yeah.
Miserable. She comes down, she sits next to me. And this is how I know this lady's a jerk.
Okay.
Because my dog is freaking out, right? Like, he's barking and he's got this big, deep bark.
Uh-huh.
He's loud. And she's talking to me quietly. I can't hear what you're saying. And if you are that outspoken of a person where you have something to say, speak up. Say it loudly. So she said something. I was like, yeah, I had no idea what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said something else. I asked her to repeat it because she's talking quietly. And she goes, your dog's upsetting everybody. Nobody's upset. Nobody's just looking at me. And I said, sorry. They're like, it's okay. There's another woman there. She's like, no, it's fine. He's just stressed out. Then she tells me, you need to take your hand, put it over his mouth, and hold it shut.
Really?
That's what she said to me. I said, I'm not doing that.
No.
First of all, who would do that? That is insane. And there's dog people out there, and I know, 424-1234. Listen, you have to be the alpha. You have to establish dominance.
Yeah, absolutely.
The dog's stressed out, doesn't like other dogs. You're at a vet's office. Expect a dog to be barking.
And you've been like, respectful to the other people and just said, look, I'm sorry. And so you've done your bit.
But would you, if a cat was meowing, would you hold the cat's mouth shut? The dog is stressed out. He has no idea what's happening. He's in a strange environment with two other dogs. He doesn't like the situation. Why are you doing that to it? I cannot stand the people who say, you should be able to do whatever you want to your dog. You need to establish dominance.
It's like the other way. Mm-mm. You got your kid and the kid's a little bit sick and he's crying.
Yeah,
crying.
You cover their mouth, you hold it shut?
No.
Is that what happens?
Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Robin,
good morning. What can we do for you this morning?
I'm a groomer, and I have a lot of feelings about dogs, and I would have cold cocked her. I would have cold cocked her mouth. I would have put my hand on her mouth and closed it. The situation's much better now.
I couldn't, and it's because it's
Why not.
I was just like, all I said to her, I was like, I'm not doing that. Get out of here. Are you insane? I think, to me, I'm like, this lady, who in their right mind would do that? Now, as a groomer, you deal with all kinds of dogs. When somebody comes into your groomer shop and a dog's barking, is that out of the realm to hear a dog barking?
No, it's not out of the realm to a dog biting my fingers.
Yeah.
Baby, it's okay.
Yeah, right. You try therapy voice. It's okay. Shh, shh. And the dog's not listening to me, but he's all stressed out.
Yeah.
So, all right, Robin, thanks for checking in this morning. I appreciate it.
All right.
I know, because I was hesitant. I was like, I don't know if I want to talk about this, because you're going to get these dog people who are like, you should be able to pull food out of their mouth. And I'm all about, listen, if I'm eating and you come up to me, I don't care who you are in my family, if you pull food out of my mouth, there's going to be a problem. That's insane. I never understand people who do that. I just do not get that concept. The dog comes when I tell him to come. He sits when I tell him to sit. I do paw. He gives me his paw. But there are things, and that's how they talk. That's how the dogs react.
Express themselves. I think you should have took Robin's advice. You just should have raised your arm over to her mouth, put it over her mouth and gone, problem solved.
Do you know how I know this lady's crazy? It's because she was talking low.
Yeah.
That's how I know that you're a weirdo, because it's loud. I can't hear you. And you're trying to, and she came over and she sat down, your dog's upsetting everybody. Nobody else here looks upset.
Just you.
Yeah. She just looked, I could not believe it. I was like, is this, I don't even know. Come on, lady.
What do you really, because when you look back, like Robin said, you should have done it. When you look back, I wish I'd have done something like that. But at the time, I think you just have that whole shock thing going on and you can't, like, you know.
I was like, I'm not doing that.
No.
Who does that? 424-1234 to be a part of Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.